releasing the strap. We were born to shine.
Take a breath easy now. My eyes are playing tricks on me. Tell me the mirror must be lying. It's not what I wanna see.
Christina Renee, Ayakunle, Falama, Rick and Melissa Wood, Michelle Morgan, and Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube. We have celebrity guests, music, entertainment, spirituality, sports, fitness, health, wellness, beauty, hot topics, education, entrepreneurship, and more.
Yeah, season 3 of the Shade Champagne Show. Reinhardt Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was EverLife with What's Beautiful. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 41 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search The Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in all around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted a direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create my new radio drop. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's celebrity and special guest include YouTube sensation, published author, speaker, venture capitalist, and entrepreneur Evan Carmichael, and radio and TV show host, speaker, published author, award-winning visual and spoken word artist, Cyrus Webb. Evan Carmichael coaches entrepreneurs for peak performance. At 19, he built and then sold a biotech software company. At 22, he was a venture capitalist, raising $500,000 to $15 million. Evan was named one of the top 100 great leadership speakers for Your Next Conference by Inc. magazine and one of the top 40 social marketing talents by Forbes. He has been interviewed or featured as an entrepreneur expert in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Mashable, and elsewhere. As a radio host for his Conversations live show and television show host for his Cyrus Webb Presents program, president of Conversations Book Club, and editor-in-chief of Conversations Magazine, Mississippi native Cyrus Webb has built a brand based on the power of words. For over a decade, he has utilized the platform of the internet to build an online following that now on social media includes over 25,000 people through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and over 8 million views on Google+. Cyrus is also an award-winning visual and spoken word artist and has traveled across the country with his work. Kasme Ayakunle brought a brand new Sharing Your Story segment, and I'll be sharing one of my short inspirational messages and original spoken word pieces. I have tons of performances coming up and speaking engagements, especially with graduations right around the corner. So many high schoolers and college graduates, and I am super excited to be a part of that. And me and my artists are always booking new shows and performances. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. I'm also going to be in New Orleans for a week coming up for my 30th birthday celebration / vacation, and so I'm also available for speaking engagements, mentoring, performing, life coaching, all that good stuff while I'm there. And so you can just email me to get all the info to me and figure out how we can make it happen. And also check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full performance, speaking, traveling schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces, I'm creating new songs, I'm creating new content, and I'm going back into the recording studio this month with my music producers, The Quakes. I just recorded my new original single called Hold On, Overcome this past weekend, which I'm super excited and thankful for. And I'm going to be recording my next new original single this upcoming weekend. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody who tweets me, Facebooks me, emails me, YouTubes me, Instagrams me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you.
time for our celebrity guest interview. Evan Carmichael coaches entrepreneurs for peak performance. At 19, he built and then sold a biotech software company. At 22, he was a venture capitalist, helping to raise $500,000 to $15 million. Evan was named one of the top 100 great leadership speakers for your next conference by Inc. magazine and one of the top 40 social marketing talents by Forbes. He has been interviewed or featured as an entrepreneur expert in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Mashable, and elsewhere. He now runs evancarmichael.com, a popular website for entrepreneurs. He speaks globally and is based in Toronto, and his one word is believe. He is also the published author of the 5-star popular book, Your One Word, The Powerful Secret to Creating a Business and Life That Matter. Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, my goodness. It's such a joy to have you as a celebrity guest for Season 3, Episode 40 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. You are such an inspiration of mine, and I often start my days with your YouTube videos.
I love that. Thank you. What's your favorite one?
Okay, I love – one of my favorite topics you actually talk about a lot is, you know, not allowing other people's opinions to take you away from being who you are, to just be confident, secure, and follow your inner voice, which we're going to talk about that during your interview.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, super important topic.
Yeah, when one of my best friends, Lisa Leewalt, found out, and she's one of the castmates on my radio show, when she found out that I was interviewing you, she goes, "Get out of here. Are you kidding me?" I was like, "Yeah, Evan Carmichael." She's like, "Do you know that I listen to him every single day during my runs and everything?" I was like, "Girl, I know." So,
I love
really
it.
Funny.
I appreciate it.
So how did you first get into entrepreneurship and business, and when did you know that you wanted this to be your life?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I had tendencies my whole life, but I didn't really realize them until I was 19. So, you know, growing up, I think I had my first entrepreneurial venture when I was 5, and I was selling art with my 3-year-old sister, kind of door to door, and sold my first picture for 10 cents to my neighbor. So it was the first 10 cents I ever earned. But I thought I wanted to be a banker. You know, my parents weren't entrepreneurs. They were corporate. And I thought I wanted to be a banker. And when I was 19, I was in university. I connected with these two people who had a company, and they invited me to join as an owner in the business. And that was one of the hardest, probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life. I had opportunities from the banks and the companies I thought I always wanted, and, you know, 80 to 100K starting salary, you know, for a 19-year-old, that's pretty solid. And meantime, I'm making $300 a month at this startup where I have ownership, but I'm not really making anything yet. And that was a really difficult decision. And I decided, you know what? I can live with not getting that job and giving it another year. And I might not get that same job again, but I could always get another job that's similar. This business that I had, I had to give it a shot. I had to know. I could deal with the failure, but I had to at least know if it was going to work out or not. And so I gave myself a year to do it. I didn't want to live with regret for the rest of my life and never turn back.
And so were your family and friends supportive of your decision?
I was very fortunate in that way. I think my parents, you know, they were very supportive of me and my sisters, and all three of us are doing totally different things. They always taught me, you said my one word is believe. That came from them. They would always say, "Evan, you're Evan Castrilli Carmichael. You can do anything that you want." And so they were always supportive of what we wanted to do. My friends didn't understand it as much. You know, when I started, so how old am I now? I'm 37, just turned 37, May 20th. And I started when I was 19, so almost 20 years ago. It wasn't as cool to be an entrepreneur. And so it was, you know, I had these opportunities to take the dream job that all my friends wanted, and I turned it down to do my own thing. And so they didn't quite understand it as much. And on my part, too, I was uncomfortable sharing the struggles. I was embarrassed that I wasn't having success at the start. You know, when I'm making $300 a month, I was too ashamed to tell my friends, "I'm really struggling. I can't come out to your birthday party because I can't afford the $20, you know, to go to that bar or that pizza." I just said, you know, I'm hustling hard. I'm living the entrepreneur lifestyle. It's, you know, I'm grinding on my business, which was true, but really only half true because I was just too ashamed to tell them the truth. And so I could have let them in more, I think. they weren't as supportive as they could have been. And that was really my fault for not opening up more with them.
And so you have so many people around the world like me and also my best friend Lisa, who you've been able to inspire, encourage, and motivate and be like mentors to us. You know, what has been one of your favorite testimonials that you've heard so far from someone's life that you've changed or impacted for the better?
Oh, man, there's so many that come in. I think, you know, every day I get a couple hundred comments on my YouTube videos from people. And they're, for the most part, amazing and positive. And some of them are just, this is a great video, this is what I really needed right now. And some of them are, you know, I was going to this job that I hated, and I listened to your video in the car, and I decided to turn around and go back home and start my business instead. And so, like, life-altering decisions being made. I think it's really helpful for me because, and for anybody, you know, who's listening, who's trying to create their own business, to remember the impact that what you do has, especially for someone who's online. You know, I have a team, but I work online. I don't see my fans every day. I don't work with my customers every day. And so it's easy to forget when I'm just staring into a camera or working on the computer that this video, you know, might get seen by millions of people and have a huge impact. And so you guys leaving comments is the fuel, is the juice to help me, you know, keep going. In the very early days, I got started before doing YouTube videos. I was doing seminars. I was going out and speaking to help entrepreneurs after I sold my first company. And I would always find such a high from speaking with the entrepreneurs and helping them and getting that face-to-face conversation. And then the next day I would wake up and like, what happened to all that energy? Where did it go? Why am I not as motivated to get up and do something amazing today? And so what I did was I would all the emails that people sent me, I would save them and I put it into this PowerPoint presentation that I watched for myself only every morning of all the stories that people had. And I'm recognizing, like the work I do is really important. I need to get up and do more. I need to push harder. You know, I got to stop being comfortable and do something on a bigger level. And so watching those videos every day, just from the testimonials of people, really helped motivate me to keep going. Now I'm spoiled that I get it from the YouTube comments. I don't have to save old ones. You know, fresh ones are coming in, you know, every minute on the channel. But I think it's really important for the people who are just getting started in what they're doing to remember that what you're doing is having an impact on people. It may not be as many people as you want, but, you know, if you have 10 people who've watched your YouTube video and somebody left a comment, you know, that comment is important. And not just to feel that energy and juice once, but to remind yourself daily that what you do is of value.
I think it's really powerful, too, what you said about it might not be as many people as you want, but to remember the value in every person. You know, because I'm sure you know with our reality TV and social media-based society, we can get so caught up on numbers, you know. And I'm not saying that numbers don't matter at all, but it can't be at the core essence what we do and why we do what we do, because some days it might be, you know, like I would tell a lot of people, some days I might perform for thousands of people, and then there's sometimes I might perform for five, and then there's other times it might just be me that I'm encouraging that day. But to know that it's not about always the numbers, but it's about the value of each person, and that's what I believe you represent as well.
Yeah, I think it's really important that you love the process of doing the work that you're doing. I think too many people are only attached to the results. I think too many people now just want to be YouTube famous or want to get that record deal or want to hit those million followers on YouTube or Instagram or Twitter or whatever you're playing in, and they don't enjoy the work. And so if you don't enjoy the process of what you're doing, like if you didn't enjoy talking to people on a radio show, if you didn't enjoy doing interviews with people, you can only force yourself to do it for so long. You're never going to get those numbers that you're after because you don't enjoy the process. And so if you look at anybody who's had success, look at any athlete, look at any entrepreneur, look at any musician, money is important. I'm not saying money is not important. You know, money is important to everybody. Even if you're a charity, money is important. But it's not the number one thing. Hitting that number is never the number one thing. There has to be something above money, above hitting that number that you strive for. So for me, I love helping entrepreneurs. I'm actually naturally introverted and don't talk to a lot of people. I don't talk to the person next to me on the airplane or people at conferences. But if it's around entrepreneurship, I will light up. I will talk. I will forget to eat. I'll forget to go to the bathroom. You know, I'll just go. I love it. It fuels me. And so when you can find that thing that you love to do, then yes, I want to hit 1 million subscribers on my channel. You know, we're almost at 700,000 now. I still got a long ways to go to get there. But more important than hitting the million is I love making the videos and I love seeing the reaction that people have from watching them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you love the process. And so this leads into my next question. How do you handle setbacks?
I think we have a really strange view on failure in general. I think you have to understand that you will fail your way to success. You will fail and fail and fail, and you'll slowly get better, and then you'll reach success. If you look at, I'm sure you now hosting a radio show, your first radio show sucked compared to what you can do now. You know, the first time someone gets up to sing, you suck compared to what you can do now, right? And so expect to suck at the start of anything. The first time you try any skill, you're going to fail at it. You're going to suck. If it's learning a language, if it's trying to snowboard, if it's hosting a radio show, you know, no matter how much practice and research you do at the beginning, you're still going to suck compared to where you can potentially go. And so a lot of people, they try something, and because you have good taste, so you know what a good radio show sounds like, right? Maybe you're a fan of Larry King, or you look up to Oprah Winfrey, or whoever it is. Like, you know what a you know what a good radio show host sounds like. But then because you can't do it the first time, there's that huge gap between what you can produce and what you know sounds good. Then you stop. And that's what a lot of people do. They quit. They don't hit it the first time until they quit. Where you will never hit it perfectly the first time. If that's your expectation, then you're setting yourself up for failure. Like ultimate failure. The only real failure is quitting, as opposed to, okay, I learned something, I'm going to get better at it. And I think too often we compare ourselves to somebody else's middle. So, you know, if you want to make YouTube videos, you might look at my channel and say, oh, look at what Evan's doing. I like his style. I'm going to do something similar. You know, you go down and do your first video and it's not going to be good in comparison. You're not going to get traction and you won't like it as much. Well, I've done 4,000 videos. You know, I better be at least half decent. After you do anything 4,000 times, you better get some degree of competency in it. So, you know, I still have a ways to go. I'm not perfect. I look up to, like, for me, Les Brown is the ultimate speaker. Young Les Brown, that guy's my idol. I love young Les Brown. So I still have a ways to go on my journey. For somebody just starting up on YouTube to compare themselves to me is unfair. Like, of course you're going to lose. It doesn't make sense. Now, if you can use that as motivation, right? Like, okay, I want to get to that level. I want to play in there. I want to get 1 million views on one of my videos. And that's a kick forward. That's great. But too many people kick themselves down instead of kicking themselves forward by comparing themselves to somebody else's middle. Look at how I started. My first video is still back up there. Listen to your first radio show, right? Like, all of these people are first saying, look at it, and it sucks. And you have to keep going, keep trying, and keep failing.
So true. And so, actually, one of my favorite video series of yours is the hashtag Inspresso. And so I've even shared a lot of those on my social media. And as I shared with, we talked about in the beginning, one of the topics you talk about a lot is not living for the approval of others and learning to listen to your inner voice. You know, and that really encourages me, you know, and I love being able to share that because, you know, you talk about how we spend so much of our time, you know, and so much of our energy and our resources and our lives in other people's heads and what they think about us instead of thinking about how we feel about ourselves. And so why do you think that confidence and self-esteem are so important?
Yeah, it's amazing how much we shrink down and delay our own dreams just trying to appease other people. It's recognizing that everybody else has a plan for your life. You know, your parents want you to do something, your friends want you to do something, the people around you, they all have a plan for your life. And until you figure out and say, this is my life, I'm going to live it. I'm going to do the thing that I want to do. And it's not like you're throwing it in their face and saying that, you know, you guys are terrible human beings. It's, this is what I want to do. And you have to have the confidence to stand up and do it and draw some boundaries. Otherwise, somebody else will plan your life for you and you'll never achieve what you want to achieve. I think a lot of times it comes out of jealousy. You know, your friends may have a dream of their own, but because maybe they took their shot, it didn't work, and so now nobody else can have success. right? So they have to pull down everybody else around them. Instead of building themselves up, they tear everybody else down. There's a lot of people in our lives that we have like that. There'll be people who are naysayers or haters on you out of love.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents may not support your entrepreneurial quest because they think it's too risky, because in their head, success equals being a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant. That's just the way that they see the world. And so it's not that they're trying to bring you down. It's genuinely out of love. And at some point, you just need to decide, I am going to make this my life, and I'm going to decide on my own terms and not care as much about what other people think. I like to do this exercise where anytime I feel that I'm potentially being judged by other people and I shrink down, I lean into it harder. So as an example, I have my headphones on. I'm walking down the street, some side street. Nobody's there. I got this song on. I'm jamming to it. I love it. I'm like, I'm grooving. I'm dancing, you know, walking down the street. Got lots of energy and confidence. And then I get up to a main intersection, and suddenly there's people there. And so what do? I dance a little smaller. You know, I don't want to stand out. Don't want people to see me. You know, don't want to judge me. They don't like my dance moves, you know. And then I catch it, it's like, wait, what am I doing? Why am I shrinking down? Like, who cares about these people? And then I force myself to dance even bigger than I was before. And now I'm like really busting it out on the side corner. And again, like, most people don't even care. And the hardest part is even catching it, because so many of these things are so subconscious. You just naturally shrink down and try to fit in with the people around you, that as soon as you can catch it, then that's when you want to try to take the alternative action and get used to flexing that muscle of being uncomfortable. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And so something like dancing on the street is maybe a little minor thing. It's not the same as jumping out of this career shift and going somewhere else. But the more practice you get on the little things, the more courage and strength it gives you to lift that heavier weight.
That's really good. And so what are three practical things in inspiring business owner or entrepreneur can do right now to help kickstart their dreams or career?
I think the first thing is make sure you're doing something that you love. Of all the people that I've profiled, and I may have profiled the most people online, definitely on YouTube, successful people, and we've done athletes and entrepreneurs and musicians and inventors all over the place. The number one lesson that comes up is you have to follow your passion. You've got to do the thing that you love to do, even if at the beginning it doesn't make any sense. When I first started helping entrepreneurs, the first thing I did was I spoke at the local YMCA. They put on this free event, and three people showed up to it. I'm thinking, only three people showed up to this thing, and it's free. How am I ever going to make this a business? But it didn't matter, because I went in and I helped those three people, and I just felt electric. Like, I have to do this again. I love this. I don't know what this is that I just discovered, but I got to do more of it. And eventually it led to a path where I could make money off of it as well. So you've got to do the thing that you love to do. Absolutely. I think the next thing is you need to have an environment that supports your success. I think a lot of times too many people will start up and have these moments of boldness. Like, maybe people listening to this radio show right now are like, yeah, that's awesome. I'm not going to care about what my family thinks anymore. I'm going to go off and do my own thing. And they're all fired up. And then the next day they wake up and it's gone. And you fall back down. And it's so typical of entrepreneurs to be fired up and then crash, and fired up and crash. And so you have to be able to find a way to maintain the momentum every day that you wake up. People don't wake up and be like, I'm going to go take on the world and, you know, all fired up and crazy. Maybe like 0.5% of people. Most people wake up and they're tired, and, you know, you got to kick yourself in. And so what I recommend doing is creating an environment for success. So whatever it is that gets you all pumped up, if it's watching one of my YouTube videos, if it's listening to your radio show, if it's, you know, hearing an interview with Les Brown or reading a book or whatever it is that gets your juices flowing, reading comments, plan that in to your daily morning routine so that you start your day with that instead of randomly coming across something and hoping that it gets you fired up. So starting your day with something that gets you energized, having that environment for success is really important. And then the third thing I would say is you have to adjust your idea to fit the market. And so if all you do is follow the thing that you love doing, but it doesn't help anybody, you've just got a hobby, which is great. And it's a way to pass your time, and you get a lot of fulfillment from it. if you want to turn it into a business, you've got to find a way to connect it to what people want. And so you have to find a way to provide value to them with whatever you are creating. And so a lot of the videos I do on my YouTube channel, most of them now are requests. You know, most of the videos we put up, a lot of people I've never even heard of, but it's an opportunity for me to learn from it. And by listening to what the audience is asking for, I'm able to have a lot more success. Now, it's not only listening to what the audience is asking for. You know, if your audience says, hey, I want you to bring on this guest and you hate that person, that's not going to be a good interview. It's got to be that combination. You love it and the audience wants it. That's a successful business. And so following those rules, I think we'll make a big impact on entrepreneurs.
Really, really good advice. Solid. So tell us about your new book, Your One Word, The Powerful Secret to Creating a Business and Life That Matter, and where people can get it.
Sure. The book is about self-awareness. It focuses on entrepreneurship, but the first whole section could be applicable to anybody. Really, I just feel a lot of people are walking around feeling like they could be doing more, feeling they have more potential in them that they're not realizing. And it doesn't mean that you're down in the dumps. It doesn't mean that your life sucks. You just feel like, I could be doing more. What am I doing? I could, you know, I'm providing value, but I know I have another gear in me. I need to find out what it is. And so my philosophy is that everybody has one main core value as a human being. And when you understand what that is, then you can start to build a life around it on purpose. And so you get it down to one word. My one word is believe. So everything that I've done around Believe has taken off, has had way more purpose, has made me way more money, has had a way bigger impact. Everything I do oozes Believe. Like this radio interview is oozing Believe, I hope, coming from what I'm delivering for you guys today. So when you figure out what that one word is for you, and an easy way to start is think about all the things that have made you happy in the past, who your favorite teacher was growing up, what your favorite movie is, you know, what your favorite song was, what did you love about your parents? Like all of the things that have made you really come alive in the past, they're connected. And if you can figure out what that connection is, then going forward, you can plan for bringing more of those things into your life and into your business if you're an entrepreneur, as opposed to randomly waiting for something positive to happen to you.
And so what are you currently working on, and what do you have coming up?
So what am I working on? I'm working on my YouTube channel. I plan, you know, maybe in 3 month chunks. If you ask me where am I going to be in 5 years, like I have no idea. I'm going to be doing something badass to help entrepreneurs. I don't know what it's going to look like. Is it on YouTube? Who knows? But I want to help a billion entrepreneurs. So whatever helps get that message out, that's what I'm focused on. But in the short term, it's the YouTube channel. You know, I want to hit 1 million subscribers, providing positive content. You know, that comes back to my one word being believe. You know, I could get a lot more subs and a lot more views if I was saying 10 things to hate about Kanye West, you know, or the 10 stupidest things that this guy did. But that's not what I want to give to the world, right? It's always from a positive point of view. So I want to be a lightning rod of positivity instead of controversy, I guess. There's a book, so we're promoting that. It's in all the bookstores. It's on Amazon. And thinking about another book around the top 10 rules, condensing that down into the 50 most popular top 10 people that we've done and condensing that down into a book. So we'll see. I'm thinking about it.
One of the things I really like about you too, Evan, is that you possess an amazing quality and characteristic that I believe is essential to people's success and well-being, and that's you find out what can you offer. You know, the world, what can you give to people? Like even when I was reaching out to be able to interview you, you know, and with your team that got back to me, and then when we were chatting today, you're like, we can take it wherever you want to go. I'm here to support. I'm here to encourage, to empower. And I really want to thank you for that because it does make a difference, you know what I mean? And people can feel that. And I believe that's one of the reasons that you are successful in what you do and that you will continue to excel and accelerate because you're making it about what you can offer and give to others as opposed to just what you can take for yourself. And in that, I believe that's why you're able to receive so much as well. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I love your openness and I love your questions. And I want to contribute and give you the best show possible, but it's also more fun for me too. You know, people often ask, like, what are the questions you want me to ask? Well, I don't want to give you the questions you're going to ask me. You know, what are you interested in? Let's make it a good conversation. When I launched my book, a lot of the radio shows and traditional media that I worked with, they asked the same 10 questions over and over and over and over again because it's provided by the publisher, right? Because a lot of these guys, they don't want to think. They just want to read the list of questions. And so you don't really have genuine conversations. And so, like, whatever, something comes up, you want to ask me a question, let's take it wherever you want to take it. It's a lot more fun and I think more authentic. And I think, like, the more you do it, it's going to contribute to more of your success on your show, too. So I appreciate your honesty and genuineness and openness, too.
Thank you. And so as we're wrapping up our time together, first question, first of my last two questions, what are some words of encouragement and wisdom you would give to someone who feels stagnant in their dreams or career?
I would just say model success. I would say look for somebody who has done what you're trying to do and learn from them. It's the thing that saved me from my darkest days when I wanted to quit my business and I felt totally worthless. I looked at Bill Gates, and I mean, I haven't met Bill Gates. I don't know him personally, but I looked at his story. And how did he go from zero to one? Like, not how does he make an extra million or billion now, but like zero to one. How did that happen? And I looked at his story and I learned a lot from it that I could apply to my company. You know, whatever your situation is, there's somebody who has fewer resources than you, who has a worse lot in life from you, who comes from a worse family, worse background than you do, that has gone on to do amazing things. And so if they can do it, you can do it too. And the more you surround yourself with that kind of success, so I'll be looking at people who look like me, who've gone out and done amazing things, and surround myself, start my day with that every day, put things on my wall that remind me of that, change my environment so that it makes me believe that I can go off and do amazing things as well.
And lastly, let everyone know how they can stay updated with your happenings and book you for speaking engagements, events, and more.
Yeah, wherever you hang out, I'm probably there. I'm living mostly on YouTube. Just search for Evan Carmichael, you'll find it. I'm on Twitter, though, Instagram, Snapchat, all those places, website. Wherever you're hanging out, I'm probably there. And if you're listening to this show, then I'm looking forward to connecting with you personally.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Evan, for your time today. I really appreciate you being on the Sade Champagne Show. And the best way I believe that we can thank our mentors, our inspirations, the people who motivate us is by sharing with them, you know, how they have changed our lives and also sharing back with the world what we've received from people like you. So I want to thank you so much.
No problem. I really appreciate it. And I'm thinking, too, for your audience, because all the gifts that you're giving people, what is your audience? What can they do for you? Like, where is the sharing? Is it? Can they do a review somewhere? Is this going on YouTube as well? Like, how can we support you?
Yes, and so it's on iTunes if they search Sade Champagne Show, and then also on Blog Talk Radio, Sade Champagne Show, and then also, of course, it is on YouTube as well and a host of other websites because our network is internationally syndicated, and so I'm super thankful for that.
I love it. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Evan. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks for the time.
Our next song of the night is Emile LaRue with Earn My Affections. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. You know, you're a beautiful mess. Looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Hi, this is Melissa Joy Wood with the Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne Show, and you're listening on Grind Hard Radio.
Welcome back to episode 41 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Right now, I will be sharing one of my original inspirational messages and spoken word poems. First up is Flock of Eagles, followed by I Have Always Been Known. You have no competition. There's no one like you. Never has been and never will be. You are one of a kind. There's no need in trying to be better than someone or the next whomever when you can be the first you. You are the first you. There's more than enough room for everyone to be successful. There's more than enough blessings to go around for every person. What's for you is for you, and no one and nothing can change that. I used to live my life in comparison, and it made me miserable. I was never satisfied or content. I always felt inferior and insecure. In my heart, I would find things about that person that weren't perfect, and because I wasn't happy with myself, I would focus on their flaws in order to temporarily feel better about myself. When you compare yourself to others, you always come out on the losing end, and you'll never feel good enough. We were destined for so much more. A while back, I had the most beautiful vision. It was a flock of mighty eagles soaring high into the blue skies, equally amazing and each one perfectly unique. Naturally, This doesn't make sense. Eagles are made to soar by themselves, right? Don't they stand alone? When have you ever seen a flock of eagles together? I began to unpack and ponder this vision in my heart, and I have been discovering a lot of revelation. When it comes to human beings, there are no chickens. There are no losers. Yes, we may lose in the natural sense, but deep inside, we were never created to be losers. We are natural-born winners. Victory is a part of our DNA. Our value and worth will never diminish. We were born treasures, and we will forever stay treasures. Regardless of the season, regardless of the day, the truth remains the same. There is more value in one human life than all the stars in the sky. Every person was created to soar to breathtaking heights. Fear and cages were never a part of our original design. And we cannot live this life alone. We were never meant to be isolated, for we are stronger together. As you become aware of the gold within you and how dynamite you are, when you discover how wonderfully divine you are, you will find yourself no longer living in the shadows. You will stop comparing yourself to others. There is no need to step on someone else in order to live your destiny. You will find yourself appreciating the beauty and magnificence in others. Jealousy and inferiority will become a distant memory. You will instead find yourself cheering others on and opening doors for them. And not so that you can get, but because you see the infinite value in them, because you have seen the infinite value in yourself. You will share what you have and no longer hoard blessings. There will always be more than enough. In that awareness, we become unstoppable. That is where the healing and transformation begin. We find ourselves flying without limits and without fear. We are no longer threatened by someone else's success or triumphs. My success and your success are not achieved at the expense of someone else's. We behold one another in righteousness and have become a flock of eagles, strong and valiant, majestic, standing tall and lifting one another up, victory to victory, no one lacking. Everyone is free to shine. Everyone is free to fail and make mistakes. Everyone is free to get back up. My blessings are your blessings, and your blessings are my blessings. The brighter I shine, the brighter you shine. And the brighter you shine, the brighter I shine. Eagles to eagles, we rise together. Before I was in my mother's womb, before the trauma of my youth, I have always been known. There's not a second of my life that goes unnoticed. He sees and hears everything. Every part of me was specially designed by his hands, custom made in love, closer than the very air I breathe. I am not a sinner saved by grace. I am a saint living in grace. And I see his face every time I look in the mirror, when I close my eyes, or gaze at another person. I was made in his likeness, and so were you. I have always been known. Before the present, future, or past, when time seems to be racing fast, my spirit stays at rest because I know who I am and whose I am. Greater than generational curses, louder than all the Bible verses. There is a more powerful DNA that runs through my veins. It erases all the shame, guilt, judgment, and condemnation, clears my mind of any frustration. I remember that I have always been known. Stronger than any heartache, big enough to cover every mistake. No need to put on a mask, pretend, or be fake, because my true identity has always been in him. He is my ultimate reality. I see him as he really is, and in return, I see myself as I truly am, and I see others as they inherently are. We have always been known. His love drowns out every lie, and now even when I cry, I am victorious. No fear of failure, no fear of anything or anyone. He makes me secure. I am certain. I am sure. He makes me righteous, through him, I am pure. No matter the season, no matter the day, I am still known. No matter what trials or circumstances come my way, I am still known. He calls me a child of light. He calls me his beloved and his daughter. I have always been known. I have always belonged. He satisfies, completes me, and fulfills my every desire. I am never alone. And I am never lonely because I have always been known. And I live heaven on earth until I return back to my original home, heaven. I have always been known. Our next song of the night is David Banner featuring Rudy Currents with Marry Me. Make sure you go pre-order his God Box album on iTunes or Amazon now. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
They say I'm an urban myth. They say black men don't exist. Prove them wrong, won't you marry me? Marry me. And they say I'm nothing but a saddle sheet. But here I am on my bended knees. Prove them wrong, won't you marry me? Around this ring, girl. If I could, that's what you mean to me. Give me a hand in your heart, girl. I swear, safe for eternity.
Baby, I can feel your pain. Let me feel your pain. After you leave with me, you never feel the same. I'll steal a plane, fly over hills and plains, reach in the clouds, even steal the rain. So a seed can grow, believe me, you know. I'm a king, you a queen, I'll leave you know. Got you covered in the death zone. I know you see the threshold, come get carried, let's get married.
They say I'm an urban myth. They said black men don't exist. Prove me wrong, won't you marry me? Marry me. But a saddle sheet. But here I am on my bended knees. Who knows? Marry me.
Tonight we can cut the cake.
Yeah. Tell your pops that it's okay to give me your hand and go give you away.
They say I'm an urban myth. They said black men don't exist. Prove them wrong. Won't you marry me? Marry me.
she, they say I'm an urban myth. They say that black men don't exist. Prove them wrong, baby, marry me.
I'm Kevin Miller, and I believe every person deserves to feel great in their body and their life. I'm creating a community of people committed to empowering each other to achieve our dreams. Before I found my purpose, I had lost all hope of ever permanently getting back to a healthy weight. I'd tried every plan. I was stressed and overwhelmed about life and the future. Then I was introduced to a clinically proven, all-natural cleansing and nutrition system by my daughter. It's convenient, satisfying, and affordable. I released over 100 pounds and absolutely know I will reach my goal weight. I'm excited about life again, can play with my grandkids, and do anything I desire without any limitations. If any of this interests you, please call me at 805-218-7146. 805-218-7146. Have a great day.
Beautiful people. See, this is why I don't sing on the show. Hey, guys, this is Christina Renee from the What's Going On segment on the Sade Champagne Show, and you're listening to Grindhard Radio.
Time for our next special guest interview. As a radio host for his Conversations Live show and television show host for his Cyrus Webb Presents program, president of Conversations Book Club and editor-in-chief of Conversations Magazine, Mississippi native Cyrus Webb has built a brand based on the power of words. For over a decade, he has utilized the platform of the Internet to build an online following that now on social media includes over 20,000 through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and over 8 million views on Google+. The message of the Conversations brand is simply feeding your love of life. Webb is also an award-winning visual and spoken word artist and has traveled across the country with his work. His first book, Words I Choose to Live By, was published in 2014, and the follow-up book, Words They Choose to Live By, Volume 1, is being released in May 2017. He has also co-written and illustrated several children's books. When he isn't sharing his love of books or having conversations on the radio, Webb shares his inspiring message and that of others through his website, CyrusWebb.com. Hi, Cyrus. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sade. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. It's such a joy to have you as a special guest on Season 3, Episode 40 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Your consistency, persistence, and positive attitude are very motivating.
Well, I appreciate that. As I have to say the same for you, I look forward to watching your videos and reading your inspiring messages online as well.
Thank you, Cyrus. So how did you first get into radio and TV?
You know, I have to tell you, it was not anything I had planned at all. So if you ever hear me say that, you know I'm lying. Because it really was something back in 2003, I was, it's something that you actually talk about. I am a suicide attempt survivor. I had been giving a speech. I was doing motivational speaking. And I was approached by the general manager of a radio station about sharing the platform of the radio with my story. Mm-hmm. I thought he meant to have me as a guest. He meant to have your own show, something I'd never thought about before, had no idea what I would do. So I said, okay, because I thought, you know, who turns something like that down? But I did exactly what I tell people now not to do. I went into it with no planning, and I just went into it thinking, okay, I'm going to do this. They had it in their mind it was going to be a actually talk show where I actually had callers and this kind of thing. These people didn't know me. I mean, I was a little nerdy artist and a motivational speaker. The audience of the radio station, which I didn't even know at the time, Sade, I mean, didn't even know who I was. So I went into it, into a 30-minute show. And I was 15 minutes in when I realized this is not going well. Nobody was calling, and I didn't know what else to talk about. I told them what art show I had coming up, and so I was just thinking, okay, what are we going to do? And then the producer tells me we have a caller, and I was like, oh, wow, we got a caller. And it was a friend of mine named Angela Sarton, and she was listening to us online. And Sade, I didn't even know the station was online, to show you how ignorant I was of the whole process. And she was listening online, and she said, Cyrus, just wanted to say congratulations on the show. I'm listening to you. And something inside of me, Sade said, to ask her about herself. And I said to her, Angela, for those who don't know you, because she was a visual artist, I said, why don't you tell them about you? And as soon as she started talking, I knew at that point that's what I was supposed to be doing. It wasn't supposed to be about Cyrus. It was supposed to be about sharing other stories like mine with people who didn't know that could be encouraged from it. And that's how conversations started.
That's really, really good. And so when did you know that you wanted this to be your life?
I knew actually at that point, because I was very fulfilled sharing my story and doing speaking engagements. I was very comfortable with that. And I knew that, you know, the power of words at that point, you know, even before I started with radio in 2003. But when I realized the impact of that show with Angela and then the corresponding shows that have happened since then that I've been able to do for television and radio here in Mississippi, I thought, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I have an amazing gift to be able to share these stories, and I knew this is what excites me. I get up in the morning very early, excited about the opportunity of sharing. I go to bed tired, but excited about, you know, what has happened and what's coming. And so I knew from the very beginning that this was bigger than me, and that's what excites me so much, knowing the people that could be helped from it.
That's really powerful, and I definitely agree with that. So you're also a published author, and we're going to be talking about your books in a bit. And you're a visual artist and spoken word artist, and as you just mentioned, a motivational speaker. And out of all your talents, which of your creative gifts is your favorite and why?
You know, I have wrestled with this as to which one is my favorite. I definitely have to say at this point I know it's the radio show. And I think the reason I now know it is because of the reach it has now garnered. You know, I started here on the radio where I live in Mississippi. I returned to the radio. I had spent 4.5 years on the radio dial before I even went to an online platform to kind of reach a larger audience. And when I noticed that more people in radio stations in cities I had never been to were asking about the show, I realized that there was a reason why I enjoyed it so much, because it was able to reach so many people. So I would say the radio is definitely it, because it allows me, you know, as not only the host but also the producer, the creator of the content, and I get to make the decision to say yes or no. And you know all about this, Sade. Not everyone is a good fit for your platform. Not everyone is going to kind of follow the model that you want for yourself and your brand. And so I like the idea that I don't have to worry about doing something. Of course, it is a business, so, you know, you have to worry about your advertisers and will people listen. But I really believe, you know, the fact that I've been able to be firm with it, to be consistent with it, and to enjoy it so much has definitely made it the love of my life.
Definitely. And that's, you know, it's super true what you're saying, because when you are also behind the scenes, like when you're also an executive producer, you know, and you're the one who's helping to create the content for your show, you get to make a lot of the decisions of how things are going to go. And that is so much less stressful, as opposed to, as we both know, being in the public eye, and a lot of people that are in the entertainment industry or in the public eye oftentimes feel like a puppet on a string, and that they don't get to make a lot of decisions, which I'm sure is what causes people a lot of stress and depression and anxiety, because they don't feel like they're being true to themselves.
Right, exactly.
So what are your top three favorite interviews you've ever done?
Oh, wow, the top three. You know, there have been so many good ones. And I think, you know, there are some that are definitely more memorable. Some have been more life-changing, I would say. And if I was going in from that angle, the ones that have changed me the most, they're not necessarily the ones that people would look like as the biggest guest or whatever. I had a chance to interview, and he doesn't even know I'm still talking about him, but ever since I interviewed him 4 years ago, his message has really stood out to me, and that is Brandon Nicholson. He's a celebrity trainer as well as a model as well. And his story was so interesting to me because he went through some incidents in his life that could have destroyed him. And he was able to fight back, and not only fight back, but also to show other people what's possible for them. And when he came on the show, he talked about discovering your why. I had never heard this before. And he said he had to rediscover his why. Why is it he wanted to do what he was doing? Why was it important for him? And to realize that the importance of that why was going to determine if he was successful or not, how much he really wanted it. And that conversation really meant a lot to me. So that has to be one of my favorite ones. Another one is someone that you know, Sade, Jackie Collins, who's a international best-selling author. Had a chance to interview her four times before she died on the show. And the thing that struck me was all of her success, all of her fame and notoriety, she was just a regular individual who was passionate about writing. That was it. The trappings of her celebrity weren't big for her. The whole idea of having, you know, movies made out of her, her books, that didn't faze her. It was just she loved to write. That was her thing. And I think that would be the second one. The third one actually is one that I just realized this year is probably one of the most powerful ones, and now is one of my favorite ones. And that is with Bea Bozeman, the singer and actress, who a lot of people have seen on The Empire recently. She said something to me when I asked her about how did she keep from getting lost in her celebrity. She said because she knows where the gift comes from. And she said she knows that if she got lost in it, she wouldn't be showing appreciation to God who gave it to her because she knew she would be misusing it. That, to me, is not the typical answer you would expect to hear from someone in the public. And that really struck me. So I would say those three, really, Brandon Nicholson, Jackie Collins, and Bea Bozeman have been three of the big ones.
This is a two-part question. You are such an effective communicator. You know, what are some practical tips that you could give to someone listening right now who wants to be a more effective communicator and also someone who is wanting to be a radio show host like you are as well in order to be able to communicate with their audience, with their guests? I guess the main question would be, you know, how can they be a more effective communicator to be a better radio host or even towards any dream? Because as we both know, a lot of the issues that we deal with in our society have to do with communication issues.
Right.
And so if people knew how to communicate better, I feel like that would just change so much in people's lives for the better.
Sure, sure. And I agree with that. I think the main thing, based on my own experience, would be truly do what you love. I know we hear that a lot, but I think if you truly are doing what you love, it will become more natural for you. And one of the things I've had to learn is, and there have been some even high-profile interviews I've turned down, because honestly, would it have been good business-wise to do them? Yes. But I really didn't care about these people and what they were and what they were doing personally. I didn't watch their shows. I wasn't really into them. So I realized that if I do that, if I just do something because it's going to be quote unquote successful or drive numbers or whatever, then that's not going to come across as natural and authentic. And I think that's where we mess up. So for me, the big thing is, and the key for me in communicating is, I only do what I love. I only do what I'm truly passionate about. And then people can tell that, and I think that's why it's contagious. Because when people can tell, and I've learned this with children and even with adults, and especially in our business, people can tell if this is something you truly believe or not, or if you're truly into this or not, or if you're just going through the motions. And I think, and when you find something that you can truly just go for, I think that's really the key. So for someone out there, if it's radio for them, what are you truly curious about? What do you want to talk about? Forget about what other people think you can, because in today's world, you can create a show on your own. You don't need anyone else for that. I mean, but what are you truly passionate about, and what is the point for you? Again, going back to what Brandon said to me, what is your why? Why do you want to do this? And I think if people can answer that question openly and honestly, Sade, I think they'll definitely be successful at it.
How do you handle setbacks?
Now, this has been fun for me, actually. I actually look forward to opportunities, which is why I try to surround myself with people who don't always agree with me, because I think it's so important for us to know that a setback does not have to end anything. And I think somewhere along the line, I don't know what it is about when we become an adult. As a child, we can be Superman, we can be a firefighter, we can be a police officer, and still have it on me. As a child, there's no limit to what we can do, and we don't think about failure. As adults, I think we've become this thing of if things don't go exactly right, then it's wrong, it's a failure. I mean, I think as a setback, for me, I believe it's now all about timing. I believe timing really is everything. And so when things don't go the way that I have planned, I just think it's not the right time. You know, it's not the right time, or it's not the right platform. It's not the right people that I'm supposed to be dealing with. I really look at that as an evaluation time. And I think if you don't step back from it before you react, I think that's the big thing, to step back before you react. Because if you can step back and say, okay, what happened? Then you can make a better assessment as to what you need to do moving forward. But I think the important thing in that is to not stop. I think so many people, they have something, and because of the way people say, ooh, I told you that wasn't going to work, or, you know, I don't know who you thought you were to think you could do this, you know. I mean, I think, you know, if we allow that self-doubt to get to us, we'll never move forward. But if we can step back before we react and assess, I think we'll end up being better. And for me personally, I look at Conversations, the overall brand. It has become better because of the challenges and the setbacks. Because I realized that the people who were with me in 2003, they're not with me in 2017. The people who were with me when I went to television in 2006, they weren't supportive enough to be with me in 2017. And they've shown themselves. And you know what else is funny about that, Sade? I think you could probably agree with me on this. I think we could both do several seasons of Where Are They Now? The people who told us what wasn't going to happen. And as we keep moving forward, you look around and you think, well, where are they at? You know, they had all this knowledge. You know, they had all of this information, but what are they doing? You know, and I have moments like that sometime where I think, you know what, I'm so glad I didn't let that stop me. I'm so glad I learned from that situation, or I realized I can't work with that individual because I realized that I wouldn't be doing anything either. So I think that's been the big thing for me, is to not let the setback cause me to think that I'm on the wrong path, but just maybe make me to hope to be able to look at things in a different way so that I can move forward in a more effective way.
I like that. And so this is one of my favorite questions I love to ask my guests. Why do you think confidence and self-esteem are so important?
Because in this world that we're living in today, if you don't have either, you're not going to make it. And to be quite honest, if you don't have confidence and self-esteem, you probably won't even start. One of the biggest criticisms I hear about myself, and I can understand it, actually. I can understand this. And I'm a person, I'm thankful to have a thick skin. I don't let people, I don't crawl up in a ball and cry when I hear something about myself that may be a little critical. One of the biggest things is that I think big. Now, the funny thing is that people would think that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm why would you want to think small? I mean, that would be my response. Why would you want to think any other way? You know, I mean, but I think, you know, that confidence and self-esteem will not only remind you of who you are, but also who you were created to be. And if you truly believe that the greatest creator in the world put you here, he wouldn't want you to be anything but great. And you have to be, because you are an individual. There's nobody else out here like you. And so for me, that gives me the motivation to say I was created by the greatest. So it is in me to be great. Now, what I think I've had to learn, though, is that my greatness is not going to be the same as your greatness. I have to be my own personal greatness. And I think that's where that thin line between confidence and arrogance comes in. I don't tell anyone I'm the best in radio. I don't tell anyone I'm the best at writing or whatever. But I strive to be my best. That's the only thing I can do. I can strive to be my best that I can be. And as long as I can go to bed doing that, I feel pretty good about myself.
I definitely agree with that. And so you talked about, you know, being a suicide attempt survivor. When and how did you become such a positive, optimistic, and spiritual person? You know, like how I read about in your intro for your bio, you use your social media in order to be able to uplift others, to empower them. You know, when and how did that come about?
You know, my last suicide attempt, there was three. My last one was when I was 20 years old. I was living in New York at the time and had gone through a health scare and ended up in a hospital. And I had to have surgery on my hands. The doctors had told me I wouldn't be able to write or draw again, which is devastating for a visual artist to be told, by the way. But, you know, and I was in a situation where I was like, you know what, I don't understand. You know, I had that self-doubt, you know, that maybe I made the wrong decision in coming here, you know, and maybe I'm just better off not being here. And when I woke up from what I had tried to do, it was so interesting to me because it was like I could hear God saying to me, how dare you think that you could take a life that you can't give? And I also said to myself, Sade, that who was man to tell me what I couldn't do? Why was I allowing a man to tell me what I wasn't going to be able to accomplish? And when I moved back to Mississippi, I was right before I turned 21, I came back a totally different person. I tell people that Cyrus actually did die because I came back at 21 much more self-aware, and I have been now for going on 20 years. And I think to myself that that was probably one of the best things that could have happened to me because now I'm able to share with other people. A lot of people just look at me and they think, oh, you're always smiling, you're always – but, I mean, there's some layers there. And so it makes me more empathetic in my work. And it also makes me, I think, want to encourage someone because I know what it's like to have that facade of, oh, everything's great, everything's great. But I think, you know, it's our job to kind of – to be there for one another, to truly be our brothers and sisters' keepers. So that's my thing. I try to use my platform online to share something each and every day, 7 days a week. I notice you do the same thing throughout the day for you. You know, you're sharing different messages. And we need to do that because there's so much garbage out there and there's so much darkness that's out there. And those lights need to be there to kind of shoot through that, to let people know all is not gloom and doom, that there are some great things to look forward to, and that greatness includes you.
You know, one of the biggest criticisms I have used to receive a lot is about me being too positive, too joyful, and optimistic. And like you shared in your story, people don't understand there's layers behind that. They don't understand that we smile not because life is always easy, but we smile because we're here today. We smile because we've been through hell and back several times, and we are still in our right minds, you know. And so it's like, I think to myself, why would I want to balance out negativity and positivity? As you just said, there's so much garbage out there. If we were to decide, you know what, I'll be positive half of the time, and then I'll be negative the other half, or realistic the other half of the time, it's like we're going to be drowned out because negativity doesn't take a break. And the garbage they post, you know, that's being posted around and you know, bullying and all those things to people, it doesn't take a break. And so it's like I don't want to take a break being positive or optimistic either. And this is part of what brings us joy and how God created us to be. And so we can walk in it or we can just fight it and be what everyone else wants us to be. Boo.
Right, exactly. Totally agree.
So tell us about your first book, Words I Choose to Live By, and where people can get it. And then tell us about your newest book, Words They Choose to Live By, Volume 1, which is coming out soon.
Sure. Well, Words I Choose to Live By, actually, I got that book deal because of Facebook. As I said, 7 days a week, I post different messages. A publisher in Tennessee who was following me, which I knew they were following me, and was, you know, I was telling me about these posts, one day said to me, you know, you need to call me. And I was like, okay. So I called her, and she said, I don't want you to post another message. I want you to publish these in a book. She says, how many do you have? I said, I have about 400. She said, that's perfect. There's only 365 days in a year. I never will forget this. And so I was like, okay. So in 2014, Words I Choose to Live By was released, and it's available on Amazon.com. People can get it there. And what I wanted to do after the success of it, and it is still doing well now going into 3 years later, I've interviewed over 7,400 people on the radio show, and people would ask me, when are you going to put these in a book? And finally I said, you know what? What am I waiting on to do that? I mean, these days it is so easy to do it. So I've decided to release a series of books called Words They Choose to Live By. And each book will have 52 stories, including the first one that's coming out on May 30th. And I'm very fortunate to have a great variety of guests I've been able to interview. So that's what you will find in each volume. This will be volume one coming up May 30th. And I'm really excited about it because it really takes us behind the scenes of people we've seen on television, read their books, and been able to associate with and be able to know their story and know how they got to be who they are, what helped them, and then the advice they have for others. Each one of them ends with their own advice to the reader. So I'm really excited about that. And, again, that's going to be the first volume. And we're going to be doing actually two volumes per year. And so this is going to be the first one, and I'm really excited about it.
Wow, congratulations. And for our listeners, his book, Words I Choose to Live By, is a 5-star rated book. Like, it's 100% 5 stars. And so I would definitely encourage you to check it out and also stay tuned for Words They Choose to Live By, Volume 1, coming out May 30th. What are some words of encouragement and wisdom you would give to someone who feels stagnant in their career or dreams?
This is going to sound very simple, Ashade, but the main thing is don't give up and be yourself. Mm-hmm. I think so much time is wasted trying to be the next Gary Vaynerchuk or the next, you know, Sade Champagne or the next Cyrus Webb. I think just be yourself. Be who you were created to be. And don't give up on yourself. And I think if you can do that, I think that's all you need. Be you. Do you. And I think if you can do you successfully, I think, you know, the world will definitely show you that, that they appreciate it. And I think, you know, sometimes we kind of devalue ourselves by trying to be like somebody else. But I think when we're able to show who we are authentically, it really does encourage other people to want to do the same thing.
So what are you currently working on and what do you have coming up?
Oh, this is really exciting, actually. You're the first person I've told this about. I'm actually working on my first art show for the year. It's coming out this summer here in Mississippi. It's all things new. It's my first one of the year because I've been so busy with other projects. It's going to be in July. And it's actually a very big thing for me because in July I also turned 42. So this is going to include 42 pieces. From my art collection that I've been working on, that people, actually over half of these pieces have never been seen before. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be coming up in July. Another thing that we're going to be doing that I'm really excited about is that we are developing a book of my artwork by the same name called All Things New that includes the story behind the pieces as well. And that's going to be coming out in 2018.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations to you on everything, and as I always share with you, you're such an inspiration and an encouragement, and I really believe that I really believe it's divine how God connected us as friends and connected us, you know, with what we do, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we're going to, you know, collaborate more in the near and distant future and being able to support one another and supporting people in our communities and around the world.
Well, I want to say thank you to you, Sade, not only for this conversation today, I really appreciate that, but also for just your being who you are. I mean, the way that you're able to use your various gifts, especially the way we're able to see it on social media and through radio programs like this. Again, I mean, we thank you for letting your light shine and you know, wishing you nothing but the best as well.
Thank you. And so, Cyrus Webb, as we wrap up our time together, please let everyone know how they can stay updated with your happenings and book you for speaking engagements, events, and more.
Well, thank you. I've tried to make it very simple. It's just my name is my website, cyruswebb.com, and it's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B. It's Cyrus Webb on Facebook and Twitter, and on Instagram, it's Cyrus Webb Presents. It's also Cyrus Webb on YouTube, where you can find our 60-second conversations, which is a new online feature that we've added on YouTube. And also on Google Plus, you can also find me on Cyrus Webb there as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Cyrus.
Oh, thank you again for the time and continued blessings to you, Sade.
Our next song of the night is Everlife with Stop Sign. Keep listening to episode 41 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Take the wind. under the wind. It reminds me of who we are. More than a body, more than a mind, more than the number on our bank statement. Top line, top line. I wanna know just what it feels like to live free. Don't wanna be chained to a stop sign. I'm ready, I get it, I gotta shake it up. I'm ready, you ready? Let's join the chorus. Oh, oh. I won't give up so easily. This life means way too much to me. When we done, when we stop fighting, we'll never win if you give up trying. Let's stop, stand up, wake up the crowd. It's all about
portion of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio has been sponsored by Ray Gonzalez, State Farm agent. He is my agent and the first person I go to for any professional or personal insurance needs. I am always satisfied with his services and everything his agency provides. Ray takes the time and care to make sure that his customers get exactly what they want and need at the most affordable price for their budget. He is one of the most inspirational, efficient, and highly qualified people I have had the pleasure of working with. You can reach him at 805-240-3100. Once again, that's 805-240-3100. His website is sfteam1.com. That's sfteam1.com or sfteam1.com.
Hi, you're tuned in to Grindhard Radio. This is Ayokunle Falomo from the Sharing Your Story segment on the Sade Champagne Show. Keep listening.
Our final segment of the night is Sharing Your Story. Join published author, speaker, and poet Ayokunle Falomo as he inspires you and shares tips on how to tell your own stories. Hashtag Sharing Your Story to ask him your questions and join in the conversation.
Hello, beautiful people. It's another episode of Sharing Your Story on the Sade Champagne Show. It's always a pleasure. It's always a privilege to be able to share with you tips on how to be successful with your writing and speaking endeavors. Today, I would like to share with you guys about something that's really quite important to me. So I have been working on a project for the past 3 years or so now, and the project is here. In fact, as of the time of recording this, I will be finalizing the tour that I've been on since January for the project, and I will be sharing work from the actual project tomorrow, Tuesday, May the 23rd of 2017, and also on May 24th. It's exciting because this is something that I have been working on for the past 3 years, and now it's actually ready. But I wanted to use that as a springboard almost for what I want to share with you guys today. So how do you see a project to the end, right? I know for some of you listening to this, you want inspiration, right? You want tips, you want stories of success, you want things that will help you to be able to achieve some of the dreams, some of the goals you do have as it pertains to writing and speaking. And so how do you work on a project for 3 years, right? Like what does that entail? Essentially what I want to do tonight is use myself as an example to encourage you guys, to inspire you guys, hopefully that would help you to realize that it is possible. You might have been working on a project for more than 3 years, right? There might be a project you've been working on since you were 11. There might be a project you've been working on just yesterday, and you're already tired of it. I definitely know that feeling. What I want to share tonight is this: to make the process real. There are times when you'll be discouraged. There are times when you'll be disappointed. There are times when you just want to give up. I can tell you guys in the time that I have worked on a project, there were so many times that I wanted to just be like, forget this. This does not even make sense anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Nobody cares. Who even wants to read this? All those doubts, all those uncertainties, all those voices in your head of insecurities, you know, telling you to give up, are there, and they will always kind of be there, right? But regardless, to share with you guys that it is possible, indeed, it is possible to break free, or maybe not necessarily break free, but it is possible to advance beyond, because those things never really go away, to move forward, even with the voices in your head telling you to stop, telling you to give up, telling you it's pointless, telling you it's worthless, telling you it's crap, whatever the voices are telling you, right? And the reason why I wanted to share that is because I do know that is a real thing for a lot of creative people, and not just writers, right? Not just poets, but musicians and dancers. There comes a time when you feel like whatever it is you're doing isn't good enough, right? A lot of what the project tackles is this idea of being enough. Is this idea of I am not worth much, or is this idea of my work isn't really worth much, right? I'll share a poem from the book in a little while, but I just wanted to encourage you guys that it's okay. It's okay if you've been working on a project for 10 years. It's okay if you've been working on the project for 2 years, right? That someone needs what you've been working on. Someone really does need it. And you'll be doing a disservice to the world, right? You'll be doing a disservice to the world if you stop right now and don't bring that project to fruition. Right. How was I able to handle, you know, those voices? And I'll tell you why. I reminded myself of the mission, which is why if you've been listening to anything that I have been saying over the course of the time that I've been here, from the past seasons up until even now, you'll realize that I do stress the importance of having a mission for yourself as a creative, for yourself as a person. Like, what is your mission, right? And also, for whatever project you're working on, there needs to be a defined mission before you actually are neck deep into this thing, right? You need to be clear on what you're trying to achieve. And it should be something that's bigger than yourself, right? Because if it is just about yourself, if it is just something that's temporary, right? It's easy to just be like, forget it. Like, I'm done. Nobody cares. But if your mission is bigger than yourself, then it is very, 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 very easy to be like, no, I have a mission that I have to accomplish. Now, for the project that I was working on, My mission was I wanted to share that it's okay to not be okay, right? I wanted to share that people might have perceptions of you, right, that are lofty, that are high, and that's cool. And for a while, it feels like, yeah, they think highly of me. But what that entails is that people put you on this pedestal that you can't attain, right? And you become more than human, right, in some ways. But to show people that it's okay to be human, it's okay to be broken, right? It's okay to not have it all together. And to show people that, a different side of the inspirational, a different side of the motivational, right? To show that, no, we're all trying to figure this thing out together. And so it's bigger than myself, right? Because I know other people are tired of being, like, you know, inspirational all the time, or being expected to be joyful and happy all the time, and not express this side that's vulnerable, this side that doesn't have it all figured out. So it's bigger than myself, right? And I had to remind myself a couple of times about that. It's not just me. And that made it a lot easier. So the project, like you might have heard me say, is Kindred. And you can find out more information about it on kindredbook.com. And that's kindredbook.com. So to end, I hope you're inspired. I hope you gained something. But to end, I'll share something from the poem, from the book. I promise that if ever you should ask, am I good enough? Am I good? Am I enough? All I'll do is tell you to hear the beloved say enough, 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 enough with trying to hang the question of your worth around your neck like an inescapable noose. Enough you are, more than you can ever imagine yourself to be. Right? Y'all enjoy, and I hope you follow through with your project, and the world cannot wait to see it, whatever it is. Goodbye for now.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 41 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week is my 30th birthday special episode. I'll be in New Orleans on vacation, and we'll be sharing new videos and vlogs during my trip all over my social media. We also have a brand new Wellness Made Simple segment with castmate Veronica Esquivel Winters. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create our new radio drop. Thanks to my celebrity guest, one of my inspirations and one of my mentors, Evan Carmichael, and special guest and dear friend, Cyrus Webb. Thanks to my castmate, Ayakunle Falama. Our final song of the night is BB and CeCe Winans with Close to You. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Until the end. wanna be where I am when I'm with you.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. It's what you gave for all the world to see. Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're
and all I want.
All I wanna say is
till my die. I just wanna be close to you.
Come on, Tiki, follow me.
Da-da.
You, sir.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.